We've got over 100 kids on our wait list now. More than half of those, I would say probably two-thirds, are boys. So there's a huge need, and that need's just going to get bigger as school starts and we start working with counselors again. There's just going to be more children referred. So it's a fun program, and there's a huge need, and there's really no reason why you shouldn't consider being a big.
You are actually a big sister yourself.
I am, yes.
Tell us about that. How's it going?
Yeah, so I have been matched since February of this year. My little sister is 11. She'll be starting her seventh grade year in August. When we were matched, she was really struggling with school. Not to say that she still isn't, but it's been really amazing just to see her, and when her report card came out, how proud she was that she passed all her classes and she got an A in gym, which she was really proud of.
Eric, tell us your experience.
It was very gratifying, especially for me. I was 20 years old, so I was still fairly young myself in life. But to be exposed to something like that and what Adam was his name, what he was facing in life, really gave me some perspective as to, you know, some of the things that I had that maybe I took for granted. We're a one-to-one mentoring program for at-risk youth. In particular, Douglas County. And so we're addressing some of those needs in terms of abuse, drug or alcohol addiction. There's a number of things that we're trying to break cycles essentially with these kids, and those are some of the adverse effects that they're facing in their life. And so how we do that is we match these kids with a volunteer from the community that can act as a positive role model in their life and maybe expose them to some things that get them on a more positive path to a happier life.
With mentoring programs like this one, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I have heard that the mentor oftentimes gets more out of the relationship than the mentee. Has that been your experience so far?
Definitely, yeah. It's just been so much fun to kind of just go out and hang out with my little sister and see the world from her perspective. There's a lot of things that she's never tried, a lot of places that she's never been, so just visiting a new restaurant, even taking her to the movies. I think she had only been to the movies one or two times. It's just so refreshing to experience these things with her.
Taz, what are the requirements if someone was interested in becoming a big sister or a big brother?
So you have to be 18. You have to have your GED or high school diploma. And then as far as committing to the program, we ask for a one-year commitment just because it does take time to build a relationship with a child that you've never met. So we ask for that one-year commitment so that you guys do have time to get to know each other and open up and make an impact over that year. Although we hope that it'll last more than a year, but the year is the minimum. And then over that year, you are supposed to see your little about once every 2 weeks. If you are able to see them once a week, that's even better, so you guys can kind of get into a routine, but twice a month is what we ask for. And outings can be anywhere from 30 minutes if you really crunch the time to 3 or 4 hours if you're doing something more complex or if you're, say, going to Kansas City to do something. So it's pretty flexible as far as how long you spend together each week.
Would you echo that, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. I would even say that if you want to take it a step further, if you work for a particular organization in town, it doesn't just have to be you. It can be an organization-wide movement. It can be, hey, let's see if we can find 8 employees in our organization that would be willing to be bigs. I mean, always think bigger. No, I guess I'm going to say pun intended right there, right? But think beyond just yourself. And if you know for a fact that maybe you're not right, at least at this particular moment, maybe you know somebody that is, and refer them to the program. We'd be glad to get them, at very least, some information. Come get some information from us, and then you decide.